How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, he is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled?
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you've tuned into the broadcast again this week, and we'll pick it up here in our study in John chapter 6, and we're right here at verse number 63. The Lord says here, there are those that are murmuring, his disciples even, that are murmuring at his words about the partaking of his flesh, about the eating of his flesh and the drinking of his blood. They don't like that reference. There are those that are there that say, how is he going to give his flesh for them to eat? They're thinking of that which is physical. The Lord makes reference to his ascension up into heaven, if that would offend them. And then he says in verse 63, it's the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. This is the key to this chapter. Many seek salvation by other means, by that which they can accomplish themselves, by sacraments or by thinking that the waters of baptism or the Lord's Supper, the ordinances given to the Lord's church, and they have their place and they do represent some things that we need. We in the church, the Lord's church, need to remember. That's what they are for. To the sinner that is saved and giving testimony of the salvation of the Lord and the confessing of their sins and their trusting in Jesus Christ, the visitation of the Lord upon them. They give a testimony that they have been saved and they want to join one of the Lord's New Testament Baptist churches by virtue of baptism administered by that church, an ordinance of the church, to follow the Lord in baptism. To show that they identify with Christ, to give that testimony unto the world and into that church that they identify with the death and the burial of the Lord Jesus Christ. His resurrection, they identify with his burial and his resurrection, to be taken down into the waters of baptism and to be buried to self, to be dead to sin, to be found dead to the world. And then raised up again and alive unto Christ. That Christ did that for them. That's what that's a testimony of. That they have been saved by Christ. That baptism by no means finishes salvation or wraps anything up, but it's strictly by obedience to Christ. It's a token, it's a testimony of salvation by the Lord Jesus Christ. And then others that would seek to take the Lord's Supper, the Lord's table, and they would seek to take that to help them in their salvation. There are those that view it as a sacrament. And they, in doing so, there's even those that believe in transubstantiation. That they believe that the water or the wine becomes the blood of Christ. The bread becomes, the unleavened bread becomes the body of Christ, literally. And in thinking so, they crucify Christ afresh. Christ only had to be crucified once. He died only once. Once for all, it was enough. His sacrifice, the sacrifice of his self, his body, his soul, his blood, it was enough to cover and to forgive the sins of his people. And those that seek to partake of those ordinances for the sake of salvation, they're wrong. Because the Lord says here, the flesh profiteth nothing. That which a man can do in his body, in regards to the salvation of his soul, in regards to the keeping of himself saved, it profits nothing. It's a spiritual affair. It is a spirit that makes alive, that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The Lord says, the words that I speak unto you here, they are spirit and they are life. So this partaking of the Lord, the eating of the Lord's flesh, the drinking of his blood, it has been a spiritual dialogue. It is telling about that the sinner needs to partake of Christ in a spiritual way. But there are some of you, verse 64 of John 6, that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray him. Verse 65. And he said, "Therefore said I unto you that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father." So the Lord again reiterates. He tells again what he had mentioned in verse number 44. "No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day." The wooing of the Spirit of God, the calling of the Spirit of God. The scripture says, "Many are called, but few are chosen." And that's what the Word of God says, and that's the working and operation of God. It takes God to save the sinner. It takes the Lord to call the sinner. Is the Lord calling you through the preaching of His Word? Is the Lord working in you and showing you your guilt, showing you your sin? Oh, I tell you, hear Him, believe Him, trust in those things that He is bringing to you. There's none other that would bring the truth of your sin and your wretchedness before God. There's none other that would bring that to you other than the Lord. He says, "No man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father." You need God, sinner. I need God. We're all in the same situation. We're all in the same boat, if you will. We need the Lord. We need the Lord to call and move in us. He does so by His Word. That's the reason Amstead Baptist Church has this radio broadcast, so that the Word of God might go out and that sinners might hear the Word of God. They might see their condition before the Lord and they would repent and simply in childlike faith believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, to receive Christ. What that means in receiving Christ is that what He says is the truth. You're a sinner. You need a Savior. You have no hope without Him. And to believe and trust in Him, His gospel, His death, His burial, His resurrection for the salvation of your soul. In verse number 66 of John 6, the scripture says, "From that time many of His disciples went back and walked no more with Him." I'm reminded of the scripture, how it tells us in the Old Testament scriptures. In Micah chapter 6, the scripture says, in verse number 8, "He has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God." This is a question. This is a question that's asked unto man. He showed us, hadn't He? He showed us what we're to do. Hadn't the Lord shown us? He's shown us in His creation. He's shown us in the creation of our very selves. We're made in the image and likeness of God. We're like no other creature on this earth. And He showed us in the Scripture and told us who He is, who we are. And He showed us that we need to walk humbly with Him. It says here in John 6, as we read, "From that time many of His disciples went back and walked no more with Him." Oh, turning away from the Lord. It tells us in the scriptures that there, in the last days, there's going to be a falling away. And that falling away is not talking about the heathen. It's not talking about those who do not believe the Lord and His Word and His truth. That's talking about those that claim to believe Him and know Him. A falling away. Are you here under the hearing of my voice in this broadcast and you're saved by the Lord Jesus Christ, but for some reason you've given up on serving the Lord and His church? You've taken up the attitude and the way of the world, and that you just don't need that much religion, that you're secure in Christ, you're saved. After all, we preach, and the Bible does give testimony to the fact that when folks are saved, they're saved eternally. And so you're content, you've become content in your salvation, and you forgot about where the Lord says, "Come and follow me, come and serve me." Oh, I tell you what, if you're a child of God, if you've been saved by the Lord Jesus Christ, you need to follow Him in baptism, scriptural baptism, by one of His New Testament Baptist churches, and then you need to serve the Lord in that church. Don't follow after the things of this world that are going to be burned up. Sure, we need provision and we need the things of this life and even blessings above and beyond our daily need, the Lord blesses us with and has no problem with us enjoying them. But do we take what the Lord's given us and put it in front of Him? Anything that we put between us and the Lord is an idol. It's an idol indeed. It's an idol. And the Lord tells us we don't need to have any idols. We need Him. He says if we love Him, to keep His commandments. And tells us in the book of 1 John that His commandments are not grievous to the child of God. They're not grievous. But they are our delight. If you're here under the hearing of my voice, and you're a child of God that's been saved, you need to follow the Lord in every way, in baptism, in church membership, and service to the Lord in that church. You need to do so. In John chapter 6, verse 66, from that time many of His disciples went back and walked no more with Him. But it says in Micah that we are to walk humbly with Him. Walk humbly. To walk humbly with our Lord. It means, I believe, to show and to know that we need Him. We need the Lord. Humility speaks to that of no matter how strong we think we are, humility speaks to the fact that we need the Lord. We need His fellowship. We need to serve Him. We need strengthened by Him in His Word. We need to pray unto Him. We need to live before Him in every way, to walk humbly with our God. What's it say again? I'll read it to you. He has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. That's what the Lord has shown us, and that's what the Lord desires of us. That's what the Lord instructs us in. But here in this passage that we've looked at in John chapter 6, these that were following with the Lord, they went back, they went away, and they walked no more with Him. From that time, many of His disciples went back and walked no more with Him. Oh, if you've fallen away from the Lord, if you're saved and you've fallen away from the Lord, oh, I beg of you, follow Him, walk with Him. In verse number 67 of John 6, the scripture says, "Then said Jesus unto the 12, Will you also go away?" There had been those that had gone away. They went and they walked with the Lord no more. And then the Lord turns over and looks to the 12. He says, "Are you going away? Are you going to go away? Are you going to fall away?" There's many, many ways that the children of God can be offended. And it seems a strange thing to me that when things of life, or maybe an offense by another brother and sister in Christ, or those hypocrites that are told about in churches so many times, that when we are offended, what we do, rather than seeking to make it right, rather than asking for help and peace from God to deal with the situation, go on and be faithful to Him, many times what folks do anymore is they take it out on God by abandoning Him in His service. You hear that? Will you also go away? May the Lord help and bless with His Word. I see that our time has passed for now. Farewell until next time. May the Lord bless you with His Word and His truth.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-7918, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.